Well, there was a man who went to the track to bet on the horses. And as he was looking at each race, he noticed that there was a priest there. And before every race, the priest would walk up where the horses were and he would bless one of the horses. And believe it or not, every single time, that particular horse won. And this happened 9 races in a row. So the fellow said, you know, I can make a lot of money here. So he took all his money and waited to see which horse the priest would bless in the last and 10th race. So the priest went up to a particular horse and blessed the horse and spent extra time with it and gave it a special blessing. The fellow said, I'm going to put all my money on that horse. And so the race began. And the horse was leading at first, but then it dropped over dead. After the race, the man found the priest and says, Father, I don't understand. Every race, you blessed a particular horse, and each time, that horse won, except the last race. What happened? The priest said, My son, you must not be a Catholic. Obviously, you don't know the difference between a blessing and the last rites. So what I want to talk today is about the difference between a blessing and the last rites. I want to talk about the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And it's interesting because in today's gospel from Mark chapter 6, the Lord sends out his disciples. He sends them out 2 by 2, gave them power to expel demons, to do exorcisms. And it says here in Mark, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. So we see a biblical reference to the apostles using sacred oil to pray over the sick, to anoint them, and to try to bring about healing and cures. So notice that our sacraments are found in sacred scripture. All the 7 sacraments are visible signs instituted by Christ to give grace. Now, this particular anointing of the sick with oil may not yet be the sacrament of the anointing of the sick that Jesus would establish, just as John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. It was not yet the sacrament of baptism that Jesus would give us, but perhaps it is. But at least it does show the biblical basis for anointing the sick with holy oil, with sacred oil. Now, later on in James chapter 5, in his epistle, he gives a very clear description of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. James says, Is anyone sick among you? Let them call for the priests of the church. Let the priests pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and they will be raised up. If they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven. That's right from James chapter 5, a very clear description of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Why is this important to us? Well, because maybe our parents are of the age where maybe they will need the anointing of the sick. Maybe our grandparents, and each of us one day will need the anointing of the sick. Perhaps before we go through a major surgery, or if we're diagnosed with a serious illness, or if we're advanced in age. These are the reasons why the church encourages us to receive the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Before Vatican II, it was called the sacrament of extreme unction. You might remember that, extreme unction, which meant the last anointing. And a lot of Catholics, even some of the Catholics, older Catholics, when a priest like myself walks into a hospital room, they think they're a goner, you know, because they have that old mentality that, oh, if I get the anointing of the sick, man, I'm not gonna make it. It's just the opposite. The anointing is for healing in mind, body, and soul. Yes, it can be given right before death, of course. But the church also says that it is for healing in mind, body, and soul. The oil that is used is called the oil for the infirm, It's one of the three oils blessed by the bishop on Holy Thursday. The first oil is the oil of catechumen that's used right before a baby or adult gets baptized. They're blessed with the oil of catechumen. There's also the oil of chrism that a baby is blessed with after baptism, and that when you were confirmed, the bishop blessed you with the oil of chrism at your confirmation. And also when a priest is ordained, his palms of his hands are anointed with the oil of chrism. Or when a church is dedicated, the church walls are blessed with the oil of chrism, the altar is blessed with the oil of chrism. So chrism is a very sacred oil, very special oil. But the third oil is the one that is used in the anointing of the sick, and it's the oil for the infirm. And the bishop prays over that oil on Holy Thursday that all who are blessed by it will be healed and strengthened in mind, body, and soul. So it is a beautiful sacrament, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Now, when a person is advanced in age, or if they have a serious illness or before major surgery, they can receive the anointing. And the priest blesses the person on the forehead and says, through this holy anointing, may the Lord help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. And then he anoints the palms of the person's hands and says some other prayer that I forget. I'd have to look it up. But that's why we use books when we give the anointing. So the person is blessed on the forehead and then on the palms of their hands. Unless the person is a priest, then they're blessed on the back of their hands, because their hands were anointed with oil at their ordination. So normally the anointing of the Son should be done when the person is conscious. Okay? Normally it's best when the person is conscious, because that way they can also go to confession and receive Holy Communion. But even if the person is unconscious, maybe they've slipped into a coma, they can still be anointed, and the sacrament does absolve sins. If you read the catechism, it says that the person who is anointed, that person would have their sins absolved and washed away, provided that they do not place an obstacle to that forgiveness, as long as they had some sorrow for their sins before they became unconscious, or before they were in the car accident, or before they slipped into a coma. As long as the person had some sorrow for their sins, then of course the anointing of the sick would remove and absolve those sins, even if they were unconscious. That is such a great blessing of why a person should be anointed. Now, sometimes a priest gets there and the person may have just died within a few moments or very recently. The priest can give a conditional absolution and conditional anointing, because we never know the exact moment when the soul leaves the body. So the priest can still do an anointing conditionally, as long as it was very close to the time of death. A person can even be anointed more than once. If a person's illness got worse, let's say they were battling cancer, they were going through treatments, and then 3 months later the condition got worse, they could be anointed again. So a person can be anointed more than once, even for the same illness if it got worse. What are the effects of the anointing of the sick? It gives grace to the soul. It does remove sin. It does absolve sins because of the power of Christ. It strengthens the soul. It wipes away temporal punishment for sin as well. Plus, it helps the person emotionally. It gives the person patience, acceptance, courage to bear their sufferings. It can remove bitterness or anger from the person. It can give them a better attitude in dealing with their suffering, offering their sufferings, and uniting them to Christ. And sometimes it even gives physical healing. If God sees that if it would be for the good of the person's soul, he can actually bring physical healing. I've experienced this in giving the anointing of the sick. Sometimes a person is almost miraculously, immediately, instantly healed of a particular illness. Sometimes that occurs, and If it does, then that's God's will. If it doesn't, then the anointing gives the person the grace to carry their cross and to bear their sufferings well, to unite them to Jesus and to offer up their sufferings. I've had the privilege of giving this sacrament to my mom and to my dad over the last few years before major surgeries or when they were seriously ill. What a great blessing it is to be able to administer that sacrament. In our parish here, we keep a sacramental record book. And in the last 3 years, we've done over 300 anointings of the sick, an average of 2 a week. And this would be for people normally in nursing homes, in the hospital, or the homebound who cannot come to Mass. So it is such a great blessing to receive this because it does help the person spiritually, emotionally, and oftentimes even physically with healing and strength for that particular person. But it certainly gives them patience, hope, and confidence in God's mercy. So this is really one of the best reasons to be a Catholic. Besides the Holy Eucharist and the Sacrament of Confession, this Sacrament of the Anointing of the Sick is really one of the greatest blessings we have in our Catholic faith. So remember that for your parents, for your grandparents, and even for yourself eventually when you might need the Sacrament of the Anointing of the Sick. You can even get a little holy card or sometimes a medal or a cross that you can wear. It says, in case of an accident, I am a Catholic, please call a priest. You might have seen that on the back of some medals or on a holy card. And for years I've been looking for one that says, in case of an accident, I'm a priest, please call a bishop.